This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
No libertarian candidate has ever gotten because he's got a horrible anti-gun, pro-globalist TPP platform, and he will help get Hillary elected. He's basically only taking votes, in my view, away from Donald Trump. But getting back to Scottish John, talking about, I've known him at gun rallies for 20 years, lives here in Austin. I guess now down there taking a citizenship test. That's great to hear. Scottish John, you were getting into the situation with the Scottish referendum. Go ahead.
Well, it's about his lordship's claims as being Thatcher's top scientific advisor about climate change. Now, the reason I want to talk about this, Alex, is because he was very disingenuous to me personally. The following week, he was a guest on your show. Now, if you remember, you had some illness in your family, a couple of your relatives, and Rob Dew hosted the show. Now, the first words out of his lordship's mouth were, some numpty called Scottish John says, if you vote yes to Scottish independence, this will mean there will be no such thing as a new world order. Well, I never said any such thing.
I don't want to make this personal, okay, and always getting into old news and what Lord Monckton said or didn't say. Lord Monckton's a leading fighter against global carbon taxes and the rest of it. I actually saw the clip you're talking about. He was just hearing the caller or a clip he'd heard and you know, pointing out that it was an important referendum against the globalists. But, I mean, my mistake here is this. I don't screen phone calls, and sometimes it makes it really interesting. But other times, everybody's got these weird little agendas about stuff years ago and a Scottish referendum that failed to leave the U.K., and then just, you know, bones to pick with somebody else. And the last time you called in, and you're a nice guy, I've known you for 20 years on the street, it turned into a bunch of other side stuff. I just can't do it, okay? So from here on out, I always notice we have better callers at night. I used to have a nighttime radio show. We have a lot of great callers. It's not saying you're all bad. But during the day, a lot of folks are off work, they're taking off, they're drinking a six-pack of beer. They're kind of calling in about whatever they want. And then I just say, oh, it's open phones, whatever you want to cover. And it's just stuff that I can't even hardly understand what you're talking about. And if I, the host, that am informed and involved and really listening to you, can't understand you, it must sound like garbled Martian to our listeners across the country and the world. Tens of millions of people listening that don't even live here in the United States. So I'm done. In fact, from this point forward, I'm going to do topic-based calls where I only open the phones up on one topic like everybody else does. From this day forward, September 8th, 2016, I am finale done. I cannot handle it. I cannot deal with it because we have some great callers calling today, but we had some other ones, man, where it is just over the top. It is over the top. Now, I bet Rick's a great caller. Let's talk about Hack DNC and the Russians. I want to go to him. We'll see what happens. Rick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day, Alex. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
Who blew up the Reichstag?
I thought you were talking about Hack DNC and the Russians. Who blew up the Reichstag? The Nazis, most evidence shows, burned up their Capitol building in February 27, 1933, to basically declare civil emergency, start arresting their political opposition, and make Adolf Hitler a dictator.
So it proves that they never do anything for a one-of. So who hacked the DNC?
Well, a lot of different people have gotten into the DNC, but what matters is they're not denying the documents are real and it's hurting them.
Oh, I know, but what they're going to try to do is, now it justifies them saying that it was the Russians.
I didn't understand that last point.
Well, now they're going to try to say that.
Well, they've been saying it's the Russians over and over again, so yeah. and Hillary's vomiting up green balls. And yeah, but no, I hear you, Rick. All right, we'll be back with Dinesh D'Souza, political prisoner. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I've been interviewing Dinesh D'Souza off and on for about 10 years. I remember growing up being a fan of Ronald Reagan and, you know, seeing Dinesh D'Souza eloquently break down free market capitalism and the true Americana system on, like, Lair NewsHour. And so it's surreal to, you know, have him on with us today and to know that he's a political prisoner. Has been a political prisoner, and I've seen people like the Young Turks attack him savagely, saying you have no right to criticize Hillary and her foundation and her servers and her lies because you were in prison for 9 months. Well, that's a badge of honor. It's like being not, you know, locked up in the Soviet Union, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, because he got a few of his friends to donate money to his college roommate who unsuccessfully ran for the Senate. I mean, that's nothing. Foreign dictators giving Hillary money. She's represented the Chinese Communist president, the emails now show. I mean, that is espionage. That is high treason, folks. That is the death penalty. And I'm not calling for the execution of Hillary or turn her into a martyr. And I think God's cursing her right now. Look at her physically. But it really is surreal that she thinks she's too big to fail. And that she's connected to so many other people that are corrupt in government, both parties, that she thinks she's Teflon. All this has done, I think, is really discredit the entire government, the FBI, you name it. You have to roll her oranges instead of press conferences, and then she writes on them. I mean, it gets weirder and weirder. And then I was like, wow, we had Dinesh D'Souza on a few weeks ago. Why is he on today? Because I didn't ask for him to be on. I'm glad he's here. I said, no, he wanted to come on to basically talk about Hillary attacking you and misrepresenting what you said because of the danger of it. So I'm glad he's here to give us this breakdown as someone who is a hero. I mean, not so much as a, you know, speeding ticket until they throw him in jail because he had the second highest grossing documentary film in history and now has another one of the top five in history. And I love when he's on national news or on the Young Turks or other, they look and they go, nobody watches your films. You're nobody. You're nobody. You don't have a bunch of New York Times bestselling books. You know, aren't a success story for an immigrant that came here and ended up heading up a whole agency for Reagan. No, you're a no. I love how they always tell me I'm a nobody, too. We don't reach 28, 30 million people a week. We're not exploding. We don't have the top story on drugs right now. We don't. No. We're nobodies. But they do come after people. And they're now announcing they're going to go after the Internet. Matt Drudge, they list Breitbart as not having a right to exist in an official Democratic Party Hillary Clinton signed newsletter. They have the head of the Federal Elections Commission that persecuted this man. That was the agency itself, not the head of it, saying, look out, they're coming after conservatives. They're coming after the media. Same thing as Supreme Court Justice told Matt Drudge a year ago that he came here to warn us about. So the point I'm getting at here is setting the table, is that we are entering a totalitarian system. They are desperate. But we don't have to be scared of them taking over if we take action. I believe they're hardening. They're taking the velvet glove off the iron fist is a sign of weakness. Now, I've not been around as long as Dinesh D'Souza, and I haven't seen it from every level. So maybe he's going to correct me if I'm wrong, because I really respect him. But this is a critical time in U.S. history. I mean, do you think that breakdown, sir, in the last 3 minutes was accurate? Or what can you add about how serious the stakes are and how dangerous the climate is in the media, how sycophantic they are right now?
I think that we are reaching a point in which political gangsterism is becoming normalized in this country. I haven't seen this in America in 30 years. I mean, whatever you thought about Jimmy Carter, I think the whole country came to the correct conclusion that he was a nincompoop. But no one thought that he was trying to be America's Al Capone. We saw a kind of gangsterism with Obama, because here's a guy whose goals are ideological, but who's willing to bend the law when he sees fit. He'll twist the immigration law. He'll selectively enforce Obamacare. He'll ignore the Defense of Marriage Act. He doesn't like the work provisions of welfare reform, so he ignores and sidesteps those. But with Hillary, with the Clintons, you're talking about gangsterism taken to a new level. These are people who operate in a mafia mode. They put American foreign policy up for sale. They've set up this sort of transaction. It's almost a kind of systematic system. Step one is that Bill Clinton goes out to a potential donor. They pay him five times his normal fee, $750,000, to speak 15 minutes of pure rubbish. It's obviously not for the speech. It's a down payment, a kind of a bribe for Hillary to give up or change her position on some critical element of foreign policy. And so then she does it. She does what the donor wants. And then millions of dollars, this is step three, flow into the Clinton Foundation. And this happens again and again and again and again. Now, the press knows about this. They have seen the documentation. They know about it. But they very much want Hillary in the White House, and so they are ignoring it. They're not focusing on it. If this had been Trump, they'd be covering it every single day, and the outcry about it would be deafening.
Now, again, I'm honored to have you, and it's usually even hard to get you on the show because you're such a hardworking guy making films, writing books, you know, traveling the country. But specifically, you told the producer, all I'd like to come on is specifically about Hillary attacking the alt-right and Alex. Because this is serious. So I'd like to get your inside view as someone who is a true American former political prisoner, kind of like our Alexander Solzhenitsyn, on what you would basically advise us to do at this point.
Well, first of all, I think that this whole business about the fact that Trump is trying to reinvent conservatism, I think is complete nonsense. Trump is not trying to reinvent conservatism. I mean, I'm about as mainstream a conservative as they come. I was an acolyte of Bill Buckley in my Dartmouth days. I then worked in the Reagan White House. I've been at the major think tanks like the American Enterprise Institute, the Hoover Institution at Stanford. So I don't know how you get more mainstream in the conservative movement. Now, I'm a patriot. Trump is a patriot. He may call himself a nationalist, but it's a slender difference. I believe in technological free market capitalism. So does Trump. He's made his money the old-fashioned way. He built buildings. He earned it. I may disagree with Trump on some minor issues, but I think what Trump is really trying to do is not remake conservatism so much as he's trying to remake the Republican Party. Now, the Republican Party is not even among its friends as the stupid party. These are people who are unbelievably good at losing elections. They are surrounded and encrusted by opportunistic consultants who cash in on all the money. For them, politics is a business. So
they're taking a fall for the Democrats.
In some ways, they're in bed with the Democrats. I don't want to blur the distinctions too much because the Democrats are the party of sort of exploitation and theft, and the Republicans historically have been the party of.
Sure, they're the leading edge, basically pimped and controlled. The Republicans are more like the minions.
Well, Republicans have, in a sense, surrendered to the Democrats. Look at the way, I mean, we have three branches of government. True, the Democrats control one, the presidency, but we control the other, which is the Congress. Now, you would think that the Congress, which is actually the most powerful arm of the government,
is
the legislature. Right. In a democracy, the people who make the laws are the most powerful, are supposed to be the most powerful. But our Congress, the Republicans, have gone into a kind of fetal position, inert mode, and they allow Obama to run amok. And they don't do anything about it.
Sure. So what do you make of her alt speech? Because I'm selfish. I want to know, what do you make of her coming out and misrepresenting what I said, what others said, saying shut down Breitbart? I mean, this is getting creepy.
I think what Hillary's trying to do is go to the old playbook, which is to hit the Republicans and the right with the accusation of bigotry. By the way, I kind of anticipated this. And in the movie, in Hillary's America, the book and the movie, we turn the tables on this woman and we show, wait a minute, first of all, Trump has nothing to do with the Ku Klux Klan or white supremacists. You may find five toothless guys in a trailer and say they endorse Trump, but the truth of it is you are the party of bigotry.
Well, that was my next question, and that information is getting out. I want to talk about the film. Still in theaters, like here in Austin, a huge success. Let's spend a few minutes on the film itself, because it seems like Hillary is in panic mode. You've already been thrown in prison by these people. Should I be concerned?
Well, the film has been re-released in 400 theaters. That by itself is very unusual. It's been re-released because the theaters feel that there's a demand for the film and that politics is heating up, and so the film is actually going to have a good second run in the theater.
Exactly. I wondered why it was top 10 in history for documentaries, and then now it's suddenly back in theaters.
Yeah, I mean, let's put these things a little bit in perspective. When you mentioned earlier guys like Cenk at the Young Turks saying, the film is a flop, Dinesh is a flop, he has no followers. Well, the truth of it is now that we have totally eclipsed Michael Moore as the leading documentary filmmaker.
That's right. His films are now flops. Yours are all mega hits.
Now, historically, he still is the big fish. I mean, if you made a list of the top 10 political documentaries of all time, he has five. But he's made 20 films. I have three, but I've made three films.
That's what I'm saying. Clearly now, he's the past, you're the future.
Well, his last film, which came out, I believe, about a year ago, made $1 in its entire theatrical run. We made more than that in our first weekend.
That's right, and your Skype cut out. How much did because I saw it in Variety that it was a flop and that yours was hugely successful. I think it was like number six or so overall all time. How much did his make?
So Michael Moore's film made $3.8 million in its entire theatrical run. We made $4 million in our first weekend. The film is currently over $13 million, and it will obviously do even better, and then it's going to do really well in DVD. The book is 7 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list.
And this is important for folks that are out there and already awake. You're like, yeah, why do I care? I know Hillary's evil. Your neighbor doesn't get it yet. They're starting to get it. And this is a culture war. And the fact that Christian films and conservative films and libertarian films and hardcore films that are made by people that have been persecuted are winning at the box office is an indicator that we're winning the culture war.
Yes, and people don't realize that it's important to see a film in the theater. That's a way to put fuel in our rocket to help the film get disseminated even more
on
widely.
On TV, on cable, on DVD, it decides everything.
It decides that even the DVD distribution, whether it's Walmart and Target and Sam's Club, all that is affected by how the film does in the box office. So don't wait for it to come out in DVD later. That's when you can circulate it to your friends. But go see it now in the theater while you still can.
Absolutely. Okay, getting back, I'm going to play this Hillary clip where she said that I say 9/11 is an inside job. No, what I said was the Saudi Arabians, the globalists, are basically funding radical jihad. They're letting these attacks take place. They're using it to take our rights. That was in the news at the time. They then translate that over that I'm saying George Bush had a plunger like Wile E. Coyote blowing the building up. Or I talk about Oklahoma City. Clearly the Clintons were involved. Elohim City, Southern Poverty Law Center. I interviewed the cops that were involved. It was in the newspaper. Lawsuits have been won. I mean, it's crazy. Then they say, I say nobody died at Sandy Hook. No, that's not what I said. I hosted debates where people talked about the fact that Anderson Cooper had a blue screen and all this other craziness. But the point is, she then says, I have this dark heart and such a horrible person. And then she goes on to indict the, quote, new right, basically saying, shut it down. Here's a clip.
You for a second.
Of Hillary Clinton.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones, who claims that 9/11 and the Oklahoma City bombings were inside jobs. He even said, and this really just is so disgusting, he even said the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre were child actors and no one was actually killed there. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be to say things like that. But Trump doesn't challenge these lies. He actually went on Jones's show and said, your reputation is amazing. I will not let you down. This from the man who wants to be president of the United States.
Now, expanding on this, they also have this new thing that was saying for 4 years, but it's back in the news, that I say that the tornado 4 years ago that hit Oklahoma City was sent by Obama. A caller called and said, I think it's weather weapons. I think they did it. And I said, no, I think it's a real tornado, but there have been some weather weapons used in Vietnam and stuff. What about this new level, Dinesh D'Souza, of lying where they misrepresent what we say or what we do? I mean, I have MSNBC saying, quote, Alex Jones doesn't like Obamacare because he's deeply racist, but then they don't show where I say something racist. It seems like there's a new level of lying. We have Hillary saying that Trump shouldn't criticize the Federal Reserve. It should be off limits. Another quote. Clinton campaign warns media, tread carefully on health, The Hill. I mean, the way she lectures everyone, like she's already a dictator, what do you make of the lying and the dictatorial nature, Dinesh D'Souza?
Well, 4 years ago when I made the movie on Obama, attacks on me, vituperative attacks, began to appear unsigned, but they were on a website called BarackObama.com. And I took this as an incredible compliment to be attacked directly and by name by the thin-skinned narcissist who's currently in the White House. So for you, Alex, I think this is a sign that you've arrived. When you have the Democratic presidential candidate attacking you by name, you got to think that your mom never expected that when you were a kid. So you've reached a certain status now, and it means that you're a threat. Look, I think Trump is a threat. And the reason that they're scared of Trump is he doesn't play by the old rules. What other Republican would have gone to the inner city and challenged the Democrats for the black vote? What other Republican would have talked about urban plantations, pointed the finger at
Hillary? He's literally reading right from your historical script. I mean, I'm sure you're honored as well.
He totally is, and there's a lot more there. So I actually hope that this guy will take DVDs of this film and send them to swing voters around the country.
That's a great idea. 5 million
swing voters in 9 states.
That's a great idea. I mean, if listeners got the DVD or if you did a deal with Trump at cost to just bomb the swing states with this film, it could turn the tide. What about him going to Louisiana when Clinton and Obama are going to Mexico? I mean, this guy is so presidential in my view. Because, look, I was a little trepid a year and a half ago supporting him. But, man, now I'm really behind him. He really is really amazing.
Well, the very fact that Trump has a certain kind of bravery that I have actually not seen in 30 years. Even Reagan was a little uncertain about taking on the inner city. Trump has done it full-fledged.
He does. So he has bravery.
You can expect the media attack on him to be unrelenting. And that's because he poses a threat to this whole system, this whole encrusted, corrupt system.
He's literally showing up saying, you're on a plantation. I promise that I will cut the taxes in your area. And a lot of folks can say, well, that's almost discriminatory. No, it's not. It's real affirmative action to say, you have been screwed over. We're going to have tax incentives, and I'm going to tell companies, come to your neighborhood and hire you. I mean, that is incredible. He's not saying I'm going to give you a barely livable wage and run your life. He says, I'm going to really try to get off your back.
He's getting to what liberals have always called the root cause. You know, people, conservatives will talk about the cops and how cops have an impossible and difficult job, and they do. But the reason that they have a difficult job is because the urban plantations created and maintained by the Liberal Democratic Party, these plantations are because life in those places is unlivable. And so Trump has gone right at the heart of it. And that's where the moral indictment of the Democratic Party is the most forceful and the most telling, because there are resemblances between the old slave plantations and these new.
And what about when he said, I'm going to model myself after Lincoln? That has got to make the Democrats, the true party of the Klan, pull their hair out when he talks about a new Reconstruction, which had its horrible problems. I mean, that has got to freak them out, Dinesh. Dinesh, as soon as the Skype is cut off for a moment, we'll see if it comes back here. We're going to get him back up in the near future, but absolutely, InfoWars arrived a long time ago. But the power structure is pulling its hair out. It's absolutely freaking out. And again, if you want to get technical, folks, my whole family from the time of Texas independence was Southern. I had a lot of family that was Southern from Virginia and stuff since the colonies, but I had a lot of family from New York on my mom's side that came down as Christian missionaries and helped start the Texas Revolution. I think Dinesh may be gone, but that's okay. We got a lot coming up after this segment. And so I had family, folks, that were high level, okay, you know, obviously in the Confederacy and stuff. But I can tell you, it was a fraud. It was wrong. We got conned into that war. The globalists won a new civil war, and we need to come together as Americans. And that's what's so beautiful about Donald Trump. Dinesh, we only got 2 minutes left. You're scotched back. I'm really concerned about how Soros is going to strike back. Black Lives Matter, civil war. They've done it in other countries. How do you expect... I think Hillary's a cornered rat. I think the tide's turned against her. Tell me if I'm wrong. In 2 minutes, what do we expect them to do? What should we be bracing for, Dinesh D'Souza?
Well, I think with Hillary, she will pull out all the stops. The degree of viciousness of this campaign is likely to escalate, and the attacks on Trump, there will be nothing that is sacred, nothing that is taboo. Now, Trump, I think it's still Trump's election to lose, believe it or not, just like it was Romney's election to lose 4 years ago. I think the most important thing that Trump can do is to signal to the American people that he's an independent, he's an outsider, he speaks his mind, but he's not crazy. In other words, this is not an indictment of Trump. Reagan had to do the same thing in 1980. People said he's a cowboy, he'll blow up the world. Reagan had to say, come on, guys, I'm not going to do that. So it's important for Trump to do that. The second thing, which he's already doing, is taking the battle to Hillary. I think our film and book can be an asset in helping him to do that. So I wish that he gets even more behind it than he has already.
Hillary'sAmerica.com, back in theaters, 400 screens, DVDs soon. Take your friends, take your family. Yes, I know you're already awake. Yes, I know you may have already seen it. It doesn't matter. We've got to deprogram these people. And if you give a liberal a little bit of attention and actually show them what's happened, they will wake up in many cases. Dinesh, thanks for coming on. Anytime you want to come on.
Just a small correction, HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com.
That's right, HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com. I'm teleprompter free, so I mess up a lot. HillarysAmericaTheMovie.com.
That's it.
Dinesh, please come back sooner. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to go to break. This is an epic time to be alive. I keep using the word epic because it is epic. It's historic, it's big, it's massive, and films like this can turn the tide. Also, supporting this broadcast, sending out videos, sending out the articles, sending out the links, sending out the podcast. It's a war. Also, buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. The network's funded by sponsors, and our local stations are, so support them. We are mainly supported by the products we sell. We're selling Hillary for President's shirts for $9.95, shipping including. That doesn't support us. That just gets the word out. But get your shirts. Stop the special next week, $9.95, running it through the weekend in the middle of next week. The shirts are about to sell out. We've got the preparedness special, 30 to 40% off, the super high quality, fresh, 25-year shelf life, wearable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. We have got 20% off Survival Shield Nation Iodine X Cube. We've got 20% off on the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch Multivitamin. We have got a lot of other stuff. You need this stuff. You need heirloom seeds. We got great selections at the lowest prices in many cases, or very competitive. I mean, it's a win-win. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. I don't get paid to have Tedesha Sousa on and promote his film. I don't get money for that. I'm promoted because it's all information warfare. It's truth. Truth is our weapon. All right, we got the panel coming in to break down the speech, Trump clips, special reports, and a lot more. Stay with us. Leanne McAdoo coming
in. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Look
mercury containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring through the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on. On the run, live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart of 1776.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo, taking over the reins, joined by the white male, Owen Schroyer. And we are going to go over this commander-in-chief forum last night, as well as Hillary Clinton's press conference that she held today, which was, of course, tightly handled as per usual. So all of her softball questions lobbied to her by the obsequious press. Anthony Gucciardi is going to be coming up in the fourth hour as well. We'll kind of be holding over. We got a lot of clips that we want to get to here. So kind of just piggybacking on that video that we just watched, just coming in, the gun grabbing, the come and take it. She doubled down on that last night at the Commander-in-Chief Forum. Gun control is going to be part of her fight against terrorism here on U.S. soil. She was talking about the necessity of an intelligence surge, just basically making the case that we need to be able to vet people coming in this country. She was kind of underscoring that there, and that's what people are saying, is we have to be able to vet these people coming in. And she just kind of agreed with that. And then, of course, saying that here at home, for goodness sakes, we have to finally pass a law prohibiting people on the terrorist watch list from being able to buy a gun in the U.S., which I'm pretty sure that already exists.
Well, so it's the problem reaction solution that the globalists love to run on this country. But isn't it funny how she talks about problems with how we're handling terrorism, or problems, all these problems in government? She's been in the government.
Right.
So how is she sitting here like, I'll be the one with the solutions, I'm the one to bring solutions, pointing out all these problems that exist in government, when she's the one that's been there?
Right. I'm going to be the one that's going to bring in hundreds of thousands of these refugees that we cannot vet, and just, you know, just let the American public know that this is a new reality that we're going to be living in, that those attacks that we're starting to see happening multiple times every month, pretty much now in Europe and other places, that's going to be the reality here in the U.S. So this is what Hillary Clinton is promising us as president, that she's going to take care of it by taking away your guns so that you do not have the opportunity to protect yourself and your family. And meanwhile, we've already reported on the fact that the drug cartels are helping jihadis there in Mexico, helping them get across the border, as well as supplying them with weapons. They actually traced one of the weapons used in the Paris attack to Operation Fast and Furious. So, I mean, come on. It's a total joke. But she doesn't want us to be able to protect herself. Hillary Clinton is going to take care of us.
Well, I think Donald Trump was right when he said that Hillary Clinton will be the next Angela Merkel for America. And if you look at what has happened in the Merkel regime in Germany, you certainly don't want that to happen here in America, especially when you're talking about terrorism attacks. So Hillary Clinton is going to try to groom the American public into this sort of, I don't know, getting used to, or terrorist attacks being passe, like, oh, you know, just expect this when I become president. How about no? How about we don't expect that? Because, but that's what she wants. She mm-hmm. wants to groom the public to be like, oh, this is just standard now. It's not Hillary's fault. This is just standard 21st century living. We're not right. buying that. No, no, no.
I destabilized the Middle East and caused all the mayhem there, but now you can trust me to fix it. I'm sorry I created the refugee crisis, but now we're going to go ahead and give the refugees a home. Aren't I a great person? How wonderful am I?
Yeah, and she's taken in dozens, you know, I'm sure she's taken in dozens of all of these, you know, refugees and undocumented immigrants that she's wanting us to take care of. And she uses her personal security, I'm sure, to protect them. But, you know, I want to talk about something else you mentioned. Hillary doubling down last night on these narratives. She also doubled down on some of the lies that she's been telling about the classified documents, whether she sent them or didn't send them or knowingly sent mm-hmm. them or didn't knowingly sent them, if she forgot or didn't remember, you know, who knows?
She did not recall.
She does not recall. She does not know. Who knows what the hell is going on? But she now is being exposed on another lie. This is from the Washington Times. Clinton email compromised in hostile cyber attacks. Remember, last night Hillary Clinton said there was no evidence, no chance, nothing that could even be relevant to her email being hacked by a foreign hacker. But even the Washington Times has to report on it. The FBI's once secret report on former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's email system reveals that messages sent to aides were compromised by foreign actors.
Right.
This is the FBI, an official statement. The FBI did find that hostile foreign actors gained access to the personal email accounts of individuals with whom Clinton was in regular contact, and in doing so, obtained emails sent or received by Clinton on her personal account. Bam! Caught her lying again.
Right, and we've seen from the emails that WikiLeaks has released that she was concerned that her devices had been hacked. They said, don't use anything. They actually told her to turn the system off for a little while, and maybe that would reset it. And we know Guccifer actually released emails from Sidney Blumenthal, and that was how it was first discovered that she had her own private email, her own private email server. But I love how she points out, you know, Matt, there's no evidence. Of course, anything's possible. I could have been hacked, but there's no evidence. There's also no evidence that Russia hacked into the DNC servers, but they're going to just take that and run with it. You know, there's no evidence of that. But I just love how she's constantly pushing out these conspiracy theories. But whenever it comes back to her, nothing is real. Just like with her her earpiece that she was wearing during last night's presidential forum. So obviously this is still at the top of Drudge, our article. Was Hillary wearing an earpiece during last night's presidential forum? And there you can see it's like this pearl device. And her campaign, they've come out and they've denied it, saying she was wearing that she was not wearing an earpiece. The Clinton spokesman, Nick Merrill, said that what is seen in the photo is merely a reflection of the TV lights or a flash. So nothing else on her face is reflecting the TV lights or the flash. So, you know, maybe she needs to wipe her ear out, like, with a cloth.
No, I'll tell you what. If the crew can go back to that last image that James Woods tweeted out, you can actually see that whatever is in her ear is rounded. Look at the light. Okay, they're talking about the reflection. That is clearly a reflection of a bulge that is rounding out from her ear. That is not a typical shape of an ear. I mean, we shouldn't have to get into the science and geometry of an ear and light reflections. She's got an earpiece in, okay?
Right.
This is ridiculous. Why are we even having this debate?
Right.
Why are you denying this? This is is green, grass is red. I mean, give me a break.
Right, and there's nothing else on her face that is shiny like this. Absolutely nothing else is reflecting the light like this. Someone tweeted out, you know, they should have just said it was a hearing aid, but they can't do that because there was no hearing aid ever mentioned in her professional report that was put out by her doctors. You know, she doesn't use a hearing aid. Also, from WikiLeaks emails, right there in 2009, Huma Abedin asked her, did you remember to bring your earpiece or should I get it? So obviously she's been using an earpiece, and it's not the first time. People have claimed that she was also using an earpiece during the Benghazi hearing. you know, I can't stand it how it's a constant reflection. Anything that happens, the media, rather than getting to the bottom of it, like with this press conference today, hey, Hillary, you know, there's a lot of reports that you were using an earpiece at the forum last night. Is that true? No. What does the press do when they have their one shining moment to talk to Hillary Clinton? They ask her, do you think that you're being treated unfairly because you're a woman? Or what about the recent polls that show Donald Trump is about 2 points ahead of you? I mean, who cares about the polls? It doesn't matter. They're not, you can't even rely on them. This is the one thing they think that the American people really want to know about. No, we want to know about the freaking earpiece. And are you cheating? Are you that much of a liar that you need help?
Well, we know about the earpiece. She had an earpiece in. That was quite obvious. But this was the most... This is like last night you had the most pathetic excuse for a presidential debate you could ever see. And now today you have the most pathetic excuse for a press conference, I guess, except for maybe, what was that, yesterday or 2 days ago when they're rolling oranges down the plane. I mean, this is all such a pathetic joke. But after she closed out her press conference, she talked for about 6 minutes and then she took like four questions, total softball questions. But then afterwards, a reporter from the Daily Mail asked her about her implying that she had a concussion, implying that she had memory loss, and that's what she reported to the FBI, and she just brushed that question aside. She just said, oh, read the reports. She didn't want to address that question.
They're like, we read the reports, Hillary Clinton.
Right, and that's why we're asking you.
You use the excuse of your concussion like 57 times. I do not recall getting the training. I do not recall signing that. I cannot recall what the C means on these emails. I was married to the president of the United States. She was a New York senator and now the secretary of state, and she doesn't know what a classified marking looks like. And the simple fact is, even I would know if I'm emailing about a drone strike, where it's going to be, who it's going to be against, what time. That's classified. I mean, you don't even have to mark that with a C for me to know that I shouldn't be doing that on an unsecured server.
And we already knew that she sent those emails, and either she didn't recall or didn't know, whatever it was. She sent the emails with the C. And James Comey in July said that it was possible that a hostile actor, a foreign actor, gained access to Clinton's personal email account. But still last night she comes out and said there was no evidence, no reason to think that that happened. So she is just bold-faced lie in front of bold-faced lie. The media tries to cover up. They have this pathetic excuse for a press conference, first on a plane rolling oranges, and then on a tarmac with about 15 to 20 reporters. And you know how this probably went down, Leanne. You know, Clinton's handlers send a text to their, you know, nice media members that they work with, and they say, hey, you want the Hillary press conference first in a year? Come on out. You know, we'll let you ask a question. And then they get their little hand-chosen puppets out there to ask the questions. And then what do you get? You get a less than 20-minute press conference where Hillary just gets lob softball questions and doesn't have to get into actual issues. And then when she is asked about why she couldn't recall things, she says to read the reports. Well, we did read the reports. That's why we're asking.
Right, exactly. And I'm thankful the Daily Mail is out there asking the tough questions. And then the fact that she walks away from the podium, doesn't she understand that now that becomes the story? That when you do get asked these tough questions and you don't have your earpiece in, you can't answer them and you're stumped? You know, and I thought that a lot of the veterans there last night asked her some really good questions, but she didn't get pressed on it any further. She just was able to say, I never sent classified emails, when indeed there is an email where she's telling one of her aides to remove the classified heading so that they can easily fax it over to her. Oh, just remove that heading. They just arbitrarily mark things willy-nilly classified. It's fine. I need you to send that over to me. I mean, totally ridiculous. And this is a woman who's trying to explain why she should be the commander-in-chief when clearly she put the national security of this country at risk. One person, you know, they can't prove it for certain, but the man that was beheaded there in Iran and killed because he was named in one of these emails that came out, and he was actually, they thought he was a spy. So there's one potential victim right there.
Well,
her her recklessness, as James Comey called it.
There's so many different directions you can take, you know, everything that's happened with Hillary. The deleted emails, the lies about the emails, the media cover-ups, her health. I mean, there's all of this stuff. And it's so obvious to me that even Colin Kaepernick, or Colin Kaepernick, Paperneck, whatever you want to call him, even he, in my opinion, his misguided and misinformed protests, even he's saying, how can you vote Hillary? Look at how corrupt this woman is. This woman is a joke. She shouldn't even be qualified to be a candidate for U.S. president. And I think that Americans are waking up to this. And the fake polls, the fake, you know, media that they try to skew that Clinton is winning. Even the first question, as you said, was like, oh, the first question at Hillary's press conference today was, oh, the latest polls have you actually up by 2 points on Trump nationally. But with all of Trump's, you know, negativity, shouldn't you run away with it? Run away with it. Donald Trump is the one that is running away with it. They knew what she would ask. They went to her question first. This is such an unbelievable psyop. America is waking up, though, and I think that Trump is going to dominate in a real election. Of course, we don't know if that's possible or not.
Right, because how could an election possibly be rigged? What does that even mean?
Even though we're bringing in DHS and the UN, I don't know what a rigged election is. I worked for Acorn, who was caught dozens of times rigging elections. What's a rigged election?
Right.
What's a classified email?
Well, and the fact that the people aren't buying it anymore, we're going to get to that here in just a minute about this demon climate that is being created. We're going to get to some video. Julian Assange claiming it's a demon climate being created there to protect Hillary Clinton. All that and more is coming right up. Stick around.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Now, here in a minute, we're going to be getting to this clip from Julian Assange where he is just blaming Clinton and the liberal press for creating this demonic climate and blaming things on Russian agents, all sorts of conspiracy theories. Nobody can believe anything that the media, the establishment media, is pushing it out there. No wonder 94% of the American public do not believe anything the media says. But before we get to that clip, I want to remind you guys this is National Preparedness Month. We are having mega specials at the InfoWars store. Because of this, we're celebrating National Preparedness Month. We're giving you up to 40% off of all of our top-selling preparedness items. These are at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 30 to 40% off of InfoWars Select Storable Food, 20% off Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 20% off Alexa Pure air filters, and 20% off Alexa Pure water filters. So many other things there at the InfoWars store. Anything that has to do with preparedness, I mean, with everything that's going on in the world right now, it's more important than ever to start getting prepared for you and your family. I mean, even just, do you think the flooding that's been happening, or hurricanes, any of these natural disasters that are popping up, this is the time to get prepared. And, you know, you can always take this storable foods camping with you, simple things like that. But this is 40% off on all of our top selling preparedness products. And we're doing that as a huge thank you to everyone out there for supporting us here, supporting this operation. It's more important now than ever, as we're seeing the demise of the leftist media, to help prop up InfoWars and make sure that we remain the tip of the spear, you know, helping to drive this narrative. And this is just a huge thank you to you all. Help prepare for yourself and your family. That's 30 to 40% off right now while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. And now getting to sort of the demise of this leftist media. I mean, right now they're reporting about Arianna Huffington losing her place at the Huffington Post. And she was really created this entire media from nothing. And it became one of the top deals. Everyone knows the Huffington Post. And now it's been bought out and it's gone. And we can talk a little bit about that. It's just pretty evident. People are kind of shooting themselves in the foot by trying to protect their elite friends. Nobody trusts them anymore.
Well, and I think that this illustrates just the failing nature of the left right now is what Arianna Huffington stepping down from her little baby, the Huffington Post, is. But, you know, she talks about how the Huffington Post's goal was never to generate money. Of course, she's left. She's not a capitalist, probably socialist. But it was chiefly political. And I think what she's kind of tongue-in-cheek, not even realizing that she's admitting, is that they had a political agenda. It's not about humanitarian. It's not about truth-based media. It's not even about capitalism. It's about their political agenda from the left, which has failed, which is why Arianna Huffington stepped down. She said that she wanted to, excuse me, Leanne, but she said she wanted to create a liberal version of the conservative online juggernaut Drudge Report. Now, this is what you're going to get on Huffington Post today. While the Drudge Report is kicking butt, on Huffington Post, be afraid of Donald Trump. Oh, his nightmare presidency. Then they twist. Says he'd fire generals. It's all a twist. It's all a big twist. The internet is having a great morning ripping apart Gary Johnson. You're 2 days late on that. InfoWars beat you on that. Lauer Cowers fails moderator test going easy on Trump. Are you kidding me? It's everybody that watched the debate.
On Trump.
Trump keeps saying things that would destroy any other candidate. No, it's Clinton that if Trump did those things would destroy him. I mean, it's just, this is why you failed. This is right. Why the left is failing. You're a bunch of lying frauds. You're a bunch of ignorant fools. Get out of this country.
Yeah, get on out. Well, and just the fact that if you go to any of their articles, at the bottom, there's a disclaimer about how much Trump sucks on every article. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Stick around.
He sucks for them.
Assange clip coming right up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.